One of the few issues uniting Illinois lawmakers from both parties is the desire to revamp the way our state funds schools. That's because the current system's over-reliance on property taxes has made Illinois schools the most inequitable in the country. A group of 20 lawmakers recently spent 6 months drafting the framework for a new evidence-based model that would ensure, among other things, that no school loses money. A trio of commission members, two Democrats and a Republican, have united behind one version of this plan. But last week, Republican Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington filed a significantly different version. If I'm reading this correctly, the equity grant is taken out of the base funding minimum.
That's right.
Okay. My understanding of the goal of the commission, isn't that goal equity?
Yes. The equity grant, which used to be called the poverty grant, is not driven by evidence and best practices. It's an example of how the legislature has reacted to the broken general state aid formula by attaching Band-Aids on top of it. So we want to drive as much money as possible through the evidence-based model. So the more money you push through it is going to get to the districts who are in the most need.
But what goes through the evidence-based model will only be new dollars, correct?
Well, it depends on what you're calling new dollars.
I mean, there's a hold harmless, the base funding minimum, right?
Right.
So
money on top of that.
Right.
Yeah, so that's right. I think ours pushes hundreds of millions of dollars through the evidence-based funding model.
But you're taking the equity grant or poverty grant or whatever the Band-Aid was called out of the hold harmless.
We've got a hold harmless that reflects a funding level through the what would become the old general state aid formula. And then we're allocating hundreds of millions of dollars through the new evidence-based model where they're needed the most.
I understand that, but this is not an appropriations bill. So all of that would be in a theoretical appropriation, but another part is the Chicago Block Grant. Maybe you could just take a second to explain the Chicago Block Grant and why you want to get rid of it.
Well, I'll do my best. Long before most people were in the legislature, a law was changed which baked in certain funding levels to Chicago public schools called the Block Grant. And the Block Grant, on a year-to-year basis, affords the Chicago public school system about $250 million more than they would get if they were treated like every other school district. And so there's been nearly unanimous agreement by members of both political parties that the Block Grant ought to be done away with. The legislation that I've proposed does exactly that.
But another proposal sponsored by Democratic Representative Will Davis of Homewood takes a different approach to the CPS Block Grant.
That bill bakes the funding levels of the Block Grant into the hold harmless,
okay,
meaning that they'll get that into perpetuity.
Okay. But in the explanation you just gave me, you said everybody has agreed that that Block Grant is not fair. And yet Representative Davis's bill got almost unanimous vote in committee.
I mean, it's got
a Republican co-sponsor, chief
sure.
co-sponsor.
Well, so that's their prerogative. Here's the way that we've tried to approach it in my bill in the Senate. There's been a long-standing effort by John Cullerton, president of the Senate, to bring parity into the education funding system. And the idea that he likes to put forward is the fact that the Chicago public school system pays for its own pension costs, whereas the state of Illinois pays for pensions for every other school district around the state. On that issue, he's right. However, CPS also gets many other benefits under the law that aren't extended to every other school district. They're given flexibility as to how they manage their personnel, staffing, and other issues that bring down the cost.
And you've put those things in your adjoining bill.
That's right. So what I've striven for is real parity. So we take away the block grant, we pick up their pensions, and we extend the management control that CPS has to every other school district in the state.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it. We'll see you.